Many people will be told, especially as they get older, that they have cervical spondylosis or spondylitis or osteoarthritis or disc degeneration in their cervical spine. There's different names and variations on the same theme, so to speak. Our approach is to ask, why would the body do this? Now, of course, if a person had a whiplash injury or direct impact trauma that tore the neck, ripped the neck, things like boxing, those kind of sports where you get whiplashed, yes, that would cause some sprain strain in that area and could cause the extra calcification going on in that area. Our approach is to also look at it as why would the body do such a thing? And instead of calling it a disease, like it's something you catch when you're older, we look at it that there's an instability. And so what the body's response is to stabilize that instability. So over the years, what's happening is two vertebrae are now forming calcium to unite and become one vertebra. And that is our approach to how some forms of what are being labeled as osteoarthritis are formed. It's actually the body's intelligence saying there's a problem here and we're trying to stabilize the area so the person can hold their head up and is more safe and secure. Sort of like I would look at stalagmites and stalactites in the earth. The two plates are not united, but what happens over time is the two plates become one and they're trying to reach up and reach down for each other. I'm not sure if that's the best analogy, but I think people get the idea. It might not be scientifically accurate. One step further, however, when we see osteoarthritis and neck degeneration, is the cranial program is the most important. If the head at the top has lost its stability through a cranial injury complex, which I explained in my other videos, then the bottom of the neck, the cervical spine, is very unstable. It's trying to hold this top-heavy head, which has no idea where it belongs on the body anymore because it's been disorganized from an old cranial trauma or an old whiplash injury. So until that is corrected, the cervical spine is doing all it can to try to stay upright and is very weak and unstable. And what this can now start to do is create compression in the cervical, especially the lower cervical vertebra, which is in the neck, the base of the neck. And those are the nerves and arteries and vein that go out to feed your shoulders and your arms. So this starts to lead to things like my hands and arms and leg, my hands and elbows, or they get tingly, they get numb, they fall asleep very easily. They'll get diagnosed as carpal tunnel syndrome when even if we adjust the bones of the wrist, the carpal bones, they still have the problem. That means it's not coming directly from the carpal tunnel. It's coming from the messages coming from the brain through the neck down, and this area in the wrist is getting inflamed. So the way I would address these conditions is to first address the cranial program, make sure that the head is properly now attached and knows where it is on the body, disarm the jaw, disarm the tailbone, which is essentially taking them out of the defense posture. Then we can go in and start to adjust anything in the cervical spine and then free up anywhere in the collarbone because in that area is where the nerves, arteries, and veins pass through. And then we can address the wrist bones and adjust them and then see what kind of results we get.